Denmark charges Islamic State women for promoting terrorism. By Chris Tomlinson on November 6, 2022. Danish prosecutors have charged three women, all in their 30s, for promoting terrorism after traveling to Syria where they joined the Islamic State and married members of the jihadist terror organization. The three women, aged 33, 35, and 38, have been charged by Danish prosecutors after being in custody since arriving back in Denmark in October 2021 after they were repatriated from the Al-Hol prison camp in northern Syria along with their 14 children. It is our opinion that women have been an important part of ISIS in terms of family and practical support of the terrorist organization, which contributed to ISIS activities in the occupied territories, said Jacob Berger Nielsen, public prosecutor in Viborg, the newspaper Berlingske reports. Two of the women are said to have Danish citizenship, while another has dual citizenship and, as a result, could be stripped of her Danish passport and deported, a move the prosecution wishes to take in the case. Two of the women are expected to be brought before juries as prosecutors are seeking at least 4 years in prison for each, while the other case is expected to be brought before a hearing. The first case is scheduled to take place in November, with the second taking place in April of next year. No date has yet been confirmed for the third case. Several countries have arrested and prosecuted returning Islamic State women who were repatriated from the Al-Hol camp, including Denmark's neighbor Sweden, which arrested a woman last year who allegedly forced her own son to become a child soldier for the terror group. Earlier this year, the daughter of an Islamic State woman arrested for forced marriages, human trafficking, and helping an Islamic State member rape a child, was also arrested in Denmark after she was accused of trying to ship off a 4-year-old girl to Qatar against the wishes of the mother of the child. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.